This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, girl, hey.
And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Kiss my grits.
None of that, Flo. Oh, none of that, Flo. Come on, Polly Holiday. I'm Jace with Dawn. Alexis is off today. She's taking care of Zen, who's a little under the weather and coughing in her face and doing what kids do. Right, Dawn?
That's right. Poor. And she's like, oh, he's so snuggly. And it's like, you need to keep him at a distance.
You need a Heisman Trophy, that kid.
Put him in a little cage. I mean, his playpen.
But yeah, see, you're talking like me now. I don't know. I would have called it a kennel or something, but yes. I don't know what kids go in.
Oh.
Anyway, welcome to the show. It is Friday, October 7th, 2022. As you heard, Kenny knew the time there. He got to get that traffic report in, so we're happy about that. And he'll be coming up at 8:23 today for one more time.
Yes.
He's been a little he's been about 7 minutes ahead of time today.
It's great. Yeah. It's better than being 7 minutes behind.
Late. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dawn was telling you it's been like lawsuit week here on the show. We told you about the Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie mess. And then now Elton John and Prince Harry. And I have one more. And I, you know, when I was reading this, I didn't even realize it would be like a trilogy here. But
yeah,
there's one more lawsuit to tell you about. And I love this one as well, because she's also having a really good year. And I'm talking about my girl, Bethany Frankel. And she's having a good year because, first, she's freaking brilliant. And she's brilliant in marketing and in business. And we knew that. But she's taking it like a step further. She jumped onto TikTok and started doing beauty reviews and really calling out the BS. Calling out the BS of like, oh, this Kylie Jenner lipstick that's $400.
I loved what she, that review of her eyelash or her eyeshadow kit that she did.
Yeah. And just calling out the BS and separating it from the products that are actually worth it. And half the time, and I'm being conservative with that number, half the time, the drugstore stuff turned out to be just fine, if not better.
Oh, yeah.
If not better. That a lot of this celebrity crap is just packaging. It's just, it's fireworks and pizzazz with not a lot of substance.
Yeah.
Except for Ariana Grande's crap. Mm. Bethany, let me a little side note here. Bethany loved Ariana Grande stuff. Yeah, she did. Okay. But the reason I'm talking about her today, she's doing TikTok.
I know nothing about this story. Please tell me.
She's suing TikTok for, and here's the Star Jones and me. I don't want to get the station sued. Allegedly. She's suing TikTok for allegedly allowing scam monsters to use her picture, her likeness, to promote counterfeit crap on TikTok.
Oh, wow.
So people are using a video, a finely edited video of her singing the praises. This is just one example.
Okay.
Of a sweater. I think it was like a cardigan. And then editing it to appear that Bethany loved it. And then promoted it on TikTok. And then when Bethany, now this is where TikTok really, really messed up. Allegedly, when Bethany posted her own video warning her followers about this crap, TikTok deleted the video for being, quote, abusive.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So she's obviously she's looking for damages, and she's also requesting changes to how TikTok polices this kind of nonsense or lack of monitoring. And I say, go for it, girl. You go.
I wonder how that works with a foreign company.
I don't know.
You know, I mean, because TikTok is from China.
Well, and she's already, you know, she went on CBS, she went on Gayle King and was talking about how, and we mentioned this, how it was very curious when Bethany started criticizing the Kardashians, which admittedly does very well for TikTok and any social media company that they are engaged in. It was very curious. The moment, I sound like a church lady.
You sound like an Irishman.
Yeah. Or the church lady. The moment Bethany started making fun, or I'm sorry, criticizing the Kardashians' crap products, her views went down from millions to about 100,000.
What? No.
Oh, no. Oh, this happened while you were in Europe. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No.
That does not happen if you're Bethany Frankel. Just FYI. I don't know a lot about algorithms, but I do know that. I don't need to be an IT Ian to know that. That just doesn't happen. And she called them out, girl. She went on CBS this morning and called them out. Said, yeah, it's a little bit of a quinky dink that when I start criticizing the Kardashians, all my views go down.
So weird.
Yeah. So this is like the second time she's gone. I mean, she's pulling no punches with them. And I love it. I absolutely love it. She's just making some smart moves. And I don't even use I wear makeup for the television. I don't even use beauty products. I am fascinated by her TikToks. Mm. I watch all of them. And I don't even use this crap.
Yeah.
I love to watch her put I love to watch her criticize eyeshadow. Oh, God. I have no life.
No, but it is. It's that's what's so the good thing about social media is that you feel like it's just your friend talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Much like, you know, the radio show. Yeah. You're listening in your car right now or at home and, you know, we're talking to you. Hello. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you watch these videos and you feel like you're just right there with them.
Yeah.
And have your friend telling you this is crap. That's entertaining.
So there you go. Look at that. Speaking of friends, Hanson was on the television show yesterday. And this is connected because it's a it was birthed basically from TikTok. Hanson tried her hand at butterboards, the new charcuterie board that everyone's doing these. And she did a butter board and she did a hummus board.
Okay.
That was phenomenal. But she did this fresh, like Irish butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did hot honey and some herbs. And I will tell you, and then some fresh bread.
Okay. So she does have something to put the butter on.
Yes.
I'm there for the bread.
She brought. I know. But she brought, well, you like butter too, don't you?
Of course. Yeah. Real butter. Sure.
This was real butter. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's Hanson. It's a girl it's was a log.
So a log of, what other butters do you remember?
No, I mean, it doesn't really, that's the good thing about the butter board. You can do whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be fancy butter, but you spread it. You make little waves, like a little ocean waves. And then she topped it with fancy salt. Like I said, some hot honey, some locally made hot honey, some spicy honey, and some herbs. And in the commercial break, I tore through it. And what I learned was that you really could do this trend with not just butter. I mean, you can do it with hummus. You could do it with any type of spread and add whatever you want. And it just looks phenomenal.
That's a lot of fun.
It is.
When I was in Switzerland, you know, that's the land of the best dairy that you can get. So their cheese, their butter, their milk is unbelievable. It just doesn't even taste like anything you've ever tasted. So we had a fun time. Switzerland is very expensive.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Oh, Oh my gosh. I mean, like we peruse and go by, you know, just like a fast food place. And yeah. if you want a value meal, it's like $33.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. MC, we were very tired. We went to this place called MFC, which is KFC. It's just master fried chicken, but everything kind of looks the same. He got three wings, three chicken strips, a fry, and a drink, and it was 33 francs.
Oh, my God.
Which is, you know, comparable to dollars, really. 33. Oh my God. Anyway, the point is that we would go to the grocery store and buy food, but we had such a fun time picking out what butter we were going to get.
Oh.
For the next day. And we're like, you know, we have like Google Translate. And so you can just hold that, the camera up to a label and it'll tell you like, oh, this is goat butter. Or, oh, this is, you know, from a cow that's lived up on the top of the mountain for its whole life. You know, most of them are. It just tastes different. So butter, I'm all about it.
Yeah, it was great to see it. The TikTok trend come to life. And then she ate an edible flower on TV and choked. And there was that moment too. So hysterical to me. Yeah.
Speaking of Stephanie Hansen, if you'd love to join her makers, there's dinners that she puts on at the Lexington.
Lexington, yep.
Yeah, the Makers Mark. It's a Makers Mark.
It's the Minnesota Makers.
Minnesota Makers.
She does them on the regular.
Whole, like, you know, six-course meal, and then she talks and probably, you know, gives you recipes. So that's a cool thing to do with Stephanie
Hansen. It's great.
If you're a fan.
Yeah, I've been to one, and they're awesome. Yeah. And she knows how to wrangle that. It's like, it's a great evening, and they sell out just like Dawn's events. Mm-hmm. They sell out very quickly. So the minute you see Hansen post about that, you better get a ticket because it doesn't last long. So,
if
FYI.
If you want to join me and the rest of my paranormal team, we're doing our Lexington. We investigated the Lexington in addition to that, other haunted places this year. And from the past, you know, the clips and things we have, it's a whole Halloween type presentation that's on the 22nd or 23rd. Right now, you should just go to Eventbrite and look up the Lexington restaurant and go to Paranormal Cocktail Party. And those are your tickets. They'll sell out fast. So I'm serious. Go now.
Yeah. And you're going to be my special guest on the talk show, right? Next week or is it the week after?
Yeah, it is on the 20th.
That's right. The 20th.
And I'm really excited to, you know, show you guys some new things, some new paranormal investigation type toys that I have.
Yeah.
And something I actually built myself.
I can't wait. Yeah, Dawn's going to be a big chunk of the show. And then it all leads up. I am going to be the Grand Marshal of the famous Halloween parade in Anoka on the 22nd. It's a Saturday, so I'm practicing my wave right now. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the Dirt Alert next.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Well, here's an alert. I'm a moron. My husband and my mother-in-law just texted me. The Anoka Halloween Parade that I'm the Grand Marshal of is not the 22nd. It is the 29th. It is October, which makes a hell of a lot more sense. But so it is October 29th in downtown Anoka. I will be the Grand Marshal of the Halloween Parade. There we go. Yes. So
fun. The Halloween capital of the world, Anoka, Minnesota.
That's right. So thank you, everybody. Okay. Dirt alert.
Dirt alert. Okay. We talked about Prince Harry and Elton John suing all of those outlets in the UK who have, done terrible things, and they have receipts to prove it. Moving on, another Prince Harry news. He has a memoir coming out, and the royal family is hugely nervous about it. That's what a royal biographer is saying. His name is Tom Bauer, and he wrote Revenge, Meghan, Harry, and the War Between the Windsors. He told Page Six in an interview that the Duke of Sussex's upcoming book is a time bomb. So he has been desperate. I guess Harry's been desperate to rewrite the book after the Queen died last month. He wanted to take out or downplay what he wrote about his dad and Camilla.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Prince William and Kate Middleton, but this author says, because he knows through the grapevine, I guess, that he doesn't think that can happen. That the publisher is like, no, this is the juicy stuff we wanted. It's Penguin Random House. And they're like, nah. But they are going to actually add a chapter about the funeral. So, but they're not allowing him to take out anything that he said before to soften the blow. So,
yeah, and they shouldn't. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in this whole article, I saw this picture of, the Queen Consort, Camilla, King Charles III, now Prince William, Kate Middleton. Kate Middleton is so pretty.
She is. I mean, she's a beautiful lady.
So is Meghan. I'm not going to compare the two. They're both gorgeous, but man.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I'm with you.
What a looker she is.
I know.
Man,
I know.
Okay, seriously. Let me move on to something more important. Kanye, all this news about Kanye. He was on Tucker Carlson. He tried to explain his White Lives Matter, whole controversy, the sweatshirt that he wore. And then he also thinks that there's this evil plan, and you're going to love this, Jason, because he says it's the media. He's talking about Lizzo's weight, and he said the media is trying to kill black people. We love it whenever they just say the media. We're the media. You know, just to think that there's this collective, almost secret society between us that broadcast things, that they all get together in some weird coven, and they go, let's now take down this. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. This is what he's speaking about. He says that anytime he noticed that Lizzo, who works out with a trainer, posts on social media about losing weight, she's immediately attacked by bot accounts because they don't want her to lose weight. And he says that the media wants to put out a perception that being overweight is the new goal for black people when it's actually unhealthy.
Okay.
He says it's clinically unhealthy to promote an overweight lifestyle, and going a step further by calling anyone who does so demonic. He says if you promote an unhealthy lifestyle, you're demonic. And he's mentioning the media in this, that he wants to, that the media wants to make sure that Lizzo doesn't have any weight loss because they want to bring the entire black race down. These are ideas that are delusional.
Look, the media makes a lot of mistakes. If we're just going to use that term, and Dawn knows me well, I don't like the broad term because it's lazy to me. It requires just one more level of like discernment to be like, okay, it's tabloid media or it's celebrity journalism or whatever. And again, the media are made up of people, and as I've tried to describe to various people in my family, when you make a blanket statement about the media and that they're all liars, capital A, all liars, you're also including me into that.
Yeah.
And my friends, that you're saying that my friends actively, consciously walk into work every day, sit down at their company computers, and actively lie. And that's so I take offense to it, even though we host a dumb show. Anyway.
We're reporting on stories and looking at facts here. Do we speculate on rumors? Of course we do, because we're in an talk station. But, you know. So, there you go.
For more of these stories, go to mytalk1071.com, and another Dirt Alert's coming up at 12:20. When we come back, we're cursed with forced movie reviews. We'll explain. But we do have a big fat movie review / an old one from Dawn next.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
You want to be in great company, come on along to the place where you belong.
been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Sans Alexis today. She's taking care of Zen. Zen is all sniffly and coffee. Little, I know, poor Lex. Just, they're little carriers, you know what I mean? Like little...
Petri dishes, carrier monkeys.
Petri dishes,
whatever.
That's right.
I mean, this kid is going to be a superhero when he grows up because of all the antibodies he's collected.
I know. Dawn texted that. We were in a group text last night, and Dawn said, I laughed out. I did LOL when you said that. Yeah, that kid's never going to get sick.
No.
So, no.
Not that you are exempt and it's like chicken pox. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This kid is going to be tough.
That's right. How are you feeling today, Lex?
The delicious hot mess.
That's right, Lex.
She's going to get sick. I know she is.
I know. Girl,
she wasn't feeling good.
Nope.
And I'm like, oh, well, if a little child is, you're snuggling with him, which he can't resist. I mean, she just wants to snuggle with him all day, but he's at the age where he's just like, I don't really want to do that anymore because he's three and, you know, he just doesn't. So now, anytime that he wants to snuggle with her,
She posted, if you're on her socials, you can see a picture. She is all up in that kid's face.
Coughing in her face, got a fever, all kinds of things happening. Oh boy.
So we are waiting. I'm waiting for that Sunday text. Girl, I ain't feeling well. Yep.
I'm sure she's gonna go through.
So get
this
ready,
weekend.
Everybody. Monday, it's just gonna be the two of us again. So get ready.
Yeah.
Oh, I just texted her. I go, are you snuggling right now? And she goes, you know it.
Oh no.
Yep. Girl, carrier monkey. Anyway. Okay. So I bring up Lex. God, we can't. It's like two steps forward, one step back. We haven't done forced movie reviews since the end of June.
Yeah, that's true.
And quite literally the end of June. We're going to bring it back after the fair. And then Project Down and Dirty happened. And then you went to Europe.
Yep.
So we're like, oh, no, we'll wait till after PD&D. Okay. It was supposed to relaunch today. But then...
The delicious hot mess.
That's right. then Zen... gets so there is no forced movie review. It will return along with the Dukes of Hazzard at its regularly scheduled time next week. But right now we have a CBS special presentation of a big fat old movie review.
How was the movie?
My big fat movie review.
Dawn McClain has it.
Yes. Oh, so I watched The Eyes of Tammy Faye on my airplane ride from, you know, when we were going over to Europe. Usually I don't watch what's on the, whatever, the Delta or American Airlines screen. You have choices of TV shows and stuff like that. But I had so much packed in my personal item bag underneath the seat. I just didn't want to dig it out, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm just going to find something on here.
Seriously.
Oh, look, they have so many things. So I watched The Eyes of Tammy Faye with Jessica Chastain playing Tammy Faye. They were nominated 21 times for this. She won the Oscar for Best... Did she win the... she was definitely nominated for Best Actress. I thought maybe she won...
I don't think she won.
Okay. I do remember her doing a speech... She was a nominee, it looks like, yeah.
Anybody, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't think she won. No, my God, don't worry about it. Girl, it's Friday. You continue. I'll play the role of Alexis.
Let me
look.
No, she won the Oscar for Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role, Jessica Chastain.
That's right.
So she deserves it. I always wanted to see this, and I just didn't, you know, you want to see all the films, and I didn't see this one. This is so great. Andrew Garfield plays Jim Baker. It starts from her childhood where you really understand her desire to be closer to God and where it came from.
Yeah.
Her mother was really oppressive. Her mother played the organ in church, and it was a small community, just a Midwestern town. And she was shunned from coming to church. The rest of the family could go, but she couldn't because her mother had been divorced. And she was the child of that divorce. So the mother said, we don't need to remind people that you exist, basically, because then I look like a sinner. So you can't come to church. So she would sneak around and look in the windows and listen to all the preachings because it was something taboo that she couldn't participate in. And she's like, I want Jesus to accept me. I want, you know, and so as a little girl, she's like, please let me be a part of your flock or whatever, you know. She desperately wanted a relationship with God. And she decided to go in one day to that church and just be a part of it. She came forward and she's like, I want to be saved. And her mother was horrified. And, you know, that was the beginning. She got punished. And it's just really lets you in on where she really came from and where in her heart she had always wanted to be a part of that community.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And she's so innocent because she just comes from this little town. She goes to college and meets Jim Baker. He's trying, you know, they're in basically a seminary or religious course together. And he's trying to become a preacher and he's being very presentational. And for him, it's about acceptance and, you know, like, hey, let's be happy if we're Christians because God has blessed us with all of these great things. And the professor, he wants the doom and gloom of like, you're sinners, you need to repent. And Jim Baker was like, no, let's be rich. Let's, you know, so she was so turned on by that. And their budding relationship is very campy and very cute. You know, it's like she was wild a little bit and he was like, oh, yeah, but wild in a Christian way. You know what I mean?
Yes. Small W wild.
Right, right, right. So then things happen. I won't reveal a big part of the plot and why they got married, but you could probably put it together. And then it's just a really beautiful look at her being so naive in all of this scandal. You know, Jim Baker is the one that committed these crimes. And he's the one that defrauded the public. She had no idea. She did revel in the richness of having golden toilets and all of that. But she just thought it was almost like Stockholm syndrome or some type of like you're in a cult and you're just blind to the fact that, you know, how are you getting all this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was really shocked by a point that I didn't really, it all came back to me when they got to a point where she felt so unloved by her husband. He was just never with her. And she ended up having an affair that really wasn't an affair, but they made it into one with one of her producers who was producing her music.
And it really wasn't an affair.
It wasn't an affair, but they made it out to be this big, like, you have sinned and now you have to repent to the entire TV audience. So they made her go on TV and admit what she had done and that she had fallen away from God. It was like, wow. And all the things that he had done and wasn't talking about. Well, it's a great movie. It's campy, but it's also, you really feel for her. And then what's so touching is that she embraced the gay community and AIDS community before anybody did. And
which is true. That's not fictionalized for that movie.
That isn't. Yeah. She basically called all of the Christians out among her circle and said, if God loves everyone and he loved the sinners and he hung out with the sinners and the lepers and, you know, all of the people that needed him most, why are we not talking about this?
Yep.
And she brought a gay man on the show. You know, you can see tapes
also
of him.
Also true, yeah.
You know, and he, you know, his interviews they put into the movie at the end. She
Who's
deserved
still alive,
that
by the
Oscar.
Way.
Yes.
Yeah.
She really, because she did, she transformed herself. And it wasn't the cartoony version. It was, but, you know, there wasn't any.
She was kind.
It was just, it was lovely. And I think that she definitely deserved that Oscar. So if you haven't seen it, you can actually see it on Hulu. You can rent it on Prime. I think it's on HBO Max as well. So easily accessible to anybody if you haven't seen Through the Eyes or The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
There we go. Big fat movie review. Forced movie review. We'll return next week at its regularly scheduled time.
Yes.
We'll be right back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk. I'm Jace with Dawn. Lex is taking care of a sniffling sick child. And any parent out there, you can relate and have
coughing
compassion
in your face.
For. Yeah, she said. She said they've been up about every 2 hours.
No.
So, yeah, poor Lex.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to take the few last closing minutes to say it takes a good friend. It takes a really nice woman. It takes a great friend to tell you that you are a butthole. And and I'm talking about Dawn McClain here.
Oh no.
And here's the deal. You know, we the My Talk brand is cemented in charity. It's cemented in doing entertainment news, and it's cemented in being real. And you know when we're having good days, you know when we're having bad days. You know our friends, you know who our family are. You know our foibles, you know our quirks, and I think that's part of why you like that mix. Nobody's just going to listen to a radio show or a radio station that ticks off headlines, entertainment headlines. You can get that on your Google News on your rotary phone. I say all this because, you know, we can't just talk about the good. We got to also be real. And this is one of those moments for me where I want to apologize because for like the last, I don't know, it's about a year, but it's really focused on the last 9 months. I have just not been in a good place. And you probably have noticed on air. I'm a little more prickly than I've used. And there's a portion of it that's always been a joke from day one of making fun of B and all of
unhappy
that stuff.
Homo.
Yeah, unhappy. That's and that won't go away. Nothing. let me be clear. But here's the deal. The reason I started with Dawn is it takes a real friend to pull you aside and go, hey, something's going on. And that was Dawn and B. Arthur. And it has been a rough year for me. And there's no need to go into all of it. I've hinted at some things. I haven't been thrilled with the Emperor. I'm just going to blame it on him.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. No, I'm kidding. No, he's just an easy little... joke there, but
yes,
no, and this has nothing to do with Colin. If anything, because I want to make that clear, if anything, the last year has made me really realize that the older you get, your circle really does get more important, smaller, and more vibrant, and more beautiful. Because you start to kind of weed out the nonsense and you're left with just beautiful people and you start to appreciate them more. And that's what's happened with my husband. Because it's been, I've bitten off, the gist of it is I bit off way more than I can chew, than I could chew. I was going 300 miles an hour and I wasn't doing anything well. And I was doing this basic, including this show, a lesser degree to the TV show, and I just lost my happy. And nobody wants to turn. I've always, and I've said it, the greatest gift of this show has always been what Marjorie Punnett told me and Alexis when we took over 10 years ago next year, by the way. But the greatest joy of this show was having the opportunity to start everybody's day off with a smile and a laugh. That's our damn job. And there's been too many days over the last 2 years, or this 2 years, Jason, the last 9 months or so, where my prickliness has eclipsed the joy of the show. And that's not fair to Dawn or Lex or anybody that I've, people have seen my frown instead of my happy and my smile. So if you've noticed that and you've wondered what the hell was going on with me, I'm okay. Things are turning around. I'm finding more balance. I'm getting my joy back as a result. I'm getting my happy back. And I'm just sorry.
Oh, Jason.
And I'm grateful to Kyle and to Dawn for smacking me across the face like a soap opera. She didn't really, but making me realize and asking me in care, out of care and love, what the hell was going on. And so if you've listened to the show and you've been like, oh, God, I need some happy right now and this homosexual isn't cutting it, I'm sorry. And I promise you that the joy is back and the happy is back. And yeah.
Well, I can say that everybody loses focus from time to time. Your perspective can get skewed depending on what's going on in your life. And sometimes you can float off the planet. You know, it's like you were on a tether and we were like, uh-oh, he's going to the bad planet and we're trying to pull you back down, you know. And so because we want to make sure that people out there know that we are your friends. Like, we are your friends, and we want your day to start off right. And, you know, we got to check ourselves sometimes, myself included, that we're not bringing you down. And so sometimes you need a friend to hold up a mirror and say, this doesn't look good. So that's what I did. But I just feel like, you know, hey, thank you for taking it and listening and, you know, it's going to be a better show.
Yeah. That's going to do it for us.
Yeah. Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday.
We're all blessed. Hashtag blessed like Tammy Faye.
That's right. I'm even going to do her eyeshadow today for the TV show. Go out there and be yourself. Nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Dawn?
That's right. You be you. Have a great Friday, a great weekend, and hopefully Lex will be back Monday. Thanks, friends.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.